This week's parasha, Parashas Balak, contains in it one of the most famous psukim in the Torah. And of course, I'm referring to the pasuk Ma'atovu Olech Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael, that I'm sure most of us do say on a daily basis. And Rashi tells us that what does the pasuk mean? It says, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Rashi tells us it's referring to the Batei Mikdash and Mishkan Shiloh. And Mishkanosecha Yisrael is referring to the dwelling places even after the Churban HaBayis. And the question is asked, we know from Parshas V'Yishlach that Yaakov is a lashon of subservience, Marav V'Akva, the language of Akev, that Yaakov grabbed the Akev of Esav, and Yisrael is a lashon of nobility and power, because we know that it was given after Yaakov was victorious over the Sar Shel Esav, Kisarisa, because he was successful. So it doesn't seem to be the right match. Yaakov doesn't seem to be the right fit with Ohel, which is when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And Yisrael should be the description of the Mishkan Osecha. So the Pri Tzadik is quoted by Rav Melech Biederman and says as follows. He says that certainly there's a greater closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. No question about it. But the point is that during that time, it's easier to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We feel closer to him, and so it's easier to serve him. It's easier to get to Yisrael when we have the Batei Mikdash. However, when after the Churban HaBayis, when it's harder, and yet we still go ahead and serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then we reach, that's an even greater personal level of Avodas Hashem, if you reach the level of Yisrael even after the Churban. And that's why it's Ma'atovu Olecha Yaakov. We're called Yaakov when we have the Batei Mikdash, because on an individual level, we haven't really, we don't have to work as hard to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But when we're in a situation of Mishkan Osecha, a time of Churban, and we're able to reach Yisrael, that's an even higher madriga as an individual. As the Netziv points out, that Yaakov is the expression of the mundane, and Yisrael is the Malam HaTeva. So when a person serves the Kaddish Baruch Hu, even in Galus, that is more valuable in many ways than serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Melech Biederman quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Pri Tzadok, who discusses the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chof. There's a Ma'is of Rav Shimon Elazar, who was going on the way on a donkey, and he was very happy about himself, that he was learning Torah. And this not nice-looking individual greets him, and he doesn't respond to that greeting. And finally, Rav Shimon Elazar says to him, he says, ugly person, right? How ugly are you? Reiko, empty person. Maybe all the people from your city are as ugly as you. And this gentleman responds back to Rav Shimon Elazar, and he says, Omar lo, any meich, Rav lo, any yode, I don't know, el alech v'amar lo umen sh'asani, kama uchur kli zeh sh'asisa. The person responded, tell the woman, tell the craftsman that made me about my situation, how ugly I am, how ugly my vessel is, how ugly this vessel is. And then Rav Shimon Elazar realized, He said, So he said, I'm not going to mochel you until you go and you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him why I'm so ugly. And he went after him until he got to the city. And the people from the city came out to greet them. And they said, peace be upon you, Rebbe, Umori. And the gentleman asked the townspeople, why are you calling you Rebbe Umori? They said, because he's a big rabbi. And the man said, if this is what a rabbi is, there shouldn't be many more like him. And the people from the town said, no, please forgive him. And he forgave. And from this, Rav Shimon Elazar said, a person should be as easygoing as a reed. He should be rach, kakone, etc. So, first of all, there are many questions about this Gemara. But what do we see from this Gemara? The Pri Tzadik says there is no way in the world that Rav Shimon Elazar was focusing on the external characteristics of this person. He's mechur, he's ugly externally, and that's what he's focusing on? It can't be. Can't be. Says the Pri Tzadik, he's saying mechur, meaning he, in terms of his midos, and in terms of his connection to this world, his guf. He's not his guf in terms of external appearance, but rather his taivus and his shiflus, the things that he lived for. That's what Rav Shimon Elazar was saying was so disgusting. It has to be that way. And Tosfos even says that this that the person that Shimon Elazar met was really Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu Hanavi was coming to teach Shimon Elazar a lesson, not to focus, not to. And Rashi also says that they're both coming to teach Shimon Elazar a lesson. So could it be that Shimon Elazar was really focusing on his external externalities, his external characteristics? No, Elamai, what was he focusing on? The fact that he was a very human. He was a person who lived in the time of Golos, and he had his actions and his desires seemed to remain a lot to be desired. And Memela, Rav Shimon Elazar is saying, and it also makes sense because at the beginning of the Gemara was saying he's so happy he's learning Torah. And he was obviously so excited. He said, look at this person. He's not involved in Torah. Nebuch on him. And what was this man's response? The man's response was, or Eliyahu Hanavi's response was, go complain to the craftsman that made me with all these humanistic desires, animalistic desires. Such a lowly person. Says the Pritzadik, what he was trying to tell him was that, go tell this woman, because when I go ahead and I overcome my animalistic and very human desires, that finds favor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even more so than somebody who is created with great malice. I'll just quote to you the Pri Tzadik. Ki hazgabrus sheli neged hateva, ritzil lefnei HaKadosh Hashem Yisbaruch, yoysim ve'odim sh'niver b'malos madrigos gvoim. Even more than somebody who is created with great midos and great ruchnius, according to the way the Pri Tzadik understands this Gemara, it's the same idea. That we living in Golos, or people who feel that we're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many ways, the opportunities that exist for such people and people living in such a generation are even greater than people who are living in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, or even people who are more easily connected to Avodas Hashem. When you think about the story that's been going around about Rav Steinman, when he says to the person, he says, listen, I'm mekana you. You're Baal Tshuva, right? The person who was Mechal Shabbos, I'm sure everybody heard the story. He said to a person who was Mechal Shabbos, he said, how many times did you have Hirur Tshuva? And he said, four times. He said, oh, four times over the last 2 years. Oh, it's the same Yisod. If you're Baal Tshuva, then it's not like Gomer can't stand by you, can't stand near you. It's a tremendous Madrega. So it's not just, it's both in terms of the time that we're living in, and also the types of people that we are. When there's more challenging, whether it's as a nation or as an individual, there's more opportunity for growth, and it's even more valuable in a certain sense. And Rav Malach Biderman quotes in the footnotes over here that it's very interesting. The person said to Shimon Elazar, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer, right? He's Yotzer Ma'aris, right? Yotzer is create. But here he called the Kadosh Baruch Hu an Uman, because the difference between an Uman and a Yotzer, an Uman deals with what he's given, meaning, not deals with what he's giving. He creates different types of things in different ways. A Yotzer, he creates one kli, right? One type of kli. Let me explain that a little better. A Yotzer, the way he says it, Yotzer, yikach es ha-chomer, yotzer mimenu kli. He takes a resource, he takes some raw materials, and creates something. An Uman, he's moiral mishabo livnos binyon uchadoyme, shalashim kach olav lahazman lefundag echod, chafetz v'kem sholem gedom uchadalim. Meaning an Uman makes different types of things that are needed. And only an Uman knows the details of what's good and what's bad. And that's what this person was saying to Rav Shimon Elazar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Uman. He's the craftsman. He made each person in a different way. Each person with different challenges, and each person with many opportunities for growth. And Malach Biderman brings out a story about a great, orchestra. A person who leads an orchestra or guides an orchestra. That he was the leader of a big band with 22 pieces, and they gave him a disc as a present, and he listened to it, and he said, this is terrible. Why? Because he said, I hear that there's only 21 instruments playing. And sure enough, there's only 21 instruments playing. Same thing, Kaviyochel, Lahavdol Elf Avdolos Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each person has their own avoda to do. And unless each person is doing their avoda, then there's something missing in the world. And not everybody, and some people are born with this type of nature and that type of nature, and Avodas Hashem comes easier for some people. But in the end of the day, it's all Lefum Tzar Agra. Echad Hamar Bevechad Hamamet Uvashir Chavim Liblo L'Shamayim. Doesn't matter how much a person does. If you have a Kavon L'Shamayim, if you're going ahead and you're trying your best, so then you're doing great. And I think this is a tremendous lesson that we think, we're so far. certainly we're going into in Shavuos and Batamos, we're going to the 3 weeks, that we think we're so far away from godless, but it's not true. It's not true. Dafka now, when we're in Ikvus and Meshicha, Dafka now we're in Golas, each person can tap into himself, and he can achieve tremendous, tremendous things in Avodas Hashem. I'll just like to close with a medrash I heard last week on Ashir by Rav Noach Yitzchok Olbaum. It's a medrash in Parshas Chukas. The medrash tells us, it's a medrash Tanchuma, towards the beginning of Parshas Chukas. It talks about a person who was watching two birds fighting, and one bird killed the other bird. And after he killed the bird, he went to a certain tree, and he took a branch, and he put that branch on the mouth of the bird that had died, and he brought him back to life. So the person who's watching this says to himself, wow, a branch, t'chias mesim, let me go take it and bring somebody something back to life. And the first thing he saw was a lion. He put the branch on the lion, on the lion's mouth, and the lion came back to life, got up, and ate him. This is Rav Yoshev. I'm still trying to find where Rav Yoshev says this. One of the lessons over here in the Medrash is the following, is that we don't understand, that we don't recognize the ability that we have. This was the problem over here. The person didn't realize he had Chiyas HaMesim in his hands. He had the branch that could bring back to life. He could have gone to Maras Machpelah. He could have gone to the Nevi'im. He could have gone to Tanoim and Amoraim. He could have brought anybody back to life. And instead, he brought a lion back to life. We are living in this world, in this generation. We have the opportunity to bring the Geula. We have the opportunity to bring Chiyas HaMesim. Again, very often we feel like, oh, our actions don't make a difference. We know from the Rambam, we have to look at the world as if it's 50-50. The next action we do can bring the world to Kaf Schus. And that is something that is so integral. And I think Dafka during the 3 weeks, we think, what's the big deal if I feel Khorban? It's not going to make a difference. Yes, it will make a difference. Anybody who's Mis'av on the Khorban, he will be Zocha to see it bin Chama. And this is so that I remember from last year, this idea of Olecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, Dafka in Khorban, you can reach the greatest of heights. And last year I saw that my shmuz mentioned the time is now, but I don't know, maybe call the shmuz the greatness inside of you, the potential that we all have. We should never underestimate the people that we are, and the power that we have to be mashpia on ourselves and on the entire world. And be'ezes Hashem, if each and every one of us tries as best as we can to excel in our ben adam l'makom and our ben adam l'chaver, we should all be zochet to see the gula shema b'mehev menu. Have a great Shabbos.